This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in the final segment after the EP, we'll give you a chance, two chances actually, to win tickets to go see Live and Collective Soul when they perform together at Jiffy Lube Live this summer. The date of that show is Sunday, August 3rd.
Can we do Name That Collective Soul song?
Oh, good luck with that.
I mean, I guess we could.
We already did name the live song.
I mean, we could have DJ Valdez cue up a few Collective Soul ditties. They actually have a good number of hits.
I think they do.
Do they?
I might be hard pressed to name them when I hear
listening to them, you would definitely recognize the songs.
100%.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe that's the way we'll give away those tickets. Keep listening for your chance to win. Right now it's time for
Valdez hates me right now.
Entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com. So Drab and I were talking about this, I think, yesterday or the day before, where Daryl Pines, the president of the University of Maryland, was teasing on his Twitter that he had a big announcement coming. And I said, maybe it's the news about Kevin Willard re-upping or, you know, contract extension for Kevin Willard to continue coaching hoops at the University of Maryland. And Drab said, I don't think that's it, because at the end of the tweet, there was a cryptic, like, green emoji at the end of Daryl Pines' tweet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, whatever. I didn't think about it until I saw the news as to who Maryland's commencement speaker will be in 2025. Have you seen this news, Jason?
Well, I know Valdez mentioned it earlier today. Did he say Kermit the Frog?
Kermit the Frog is going to be the commencement speaker for the University of Maryland in 2025.
All right, explain that to me.
Because Jim Henson is an alum from the University of Maryland. He created the Muppets,
right,
and Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, Fozzie
Bear.
Jim Henson no longer with us. Yeah. So you can't have Jim Henson, but you can have one of his famous creations. Kermit the Frog will be delivering the commencement address in College Park.
I think our guy
spring.
I think our guy Dennis is fired up because he does the Junkies puppet show. So maybe puppets are making a comeback.
Puppets are big. Puppets are big in 2025, apparently. So Kermit the Frog delivering the graduation speech.
I'll tell you this. That's memorable. I went to the University of Maryland. I graduated from the University of Maryland. Mm-hmm. I don't remember my commencement speaker.
I remember my daughters because it was last year. It was Wes Moore, Governor Wes Moore. Okay. But, I mean, I like Wes Moore, but I'm sorry, Kermit the Frog is infinitely more popular and well-known than the governor of the state.
Well, will Miss Piggy have a cameo?
I don't know if Miss Piggy will be there or not, but I know that Kermit the Frog will be there on campus this May.
I like that Jason had to ask if Jim Henson was still with us. He's only been dead for like 40 years.
Has it been long?
Yeah.
He's been dead for a while.
My vibe was he was no longer with us. I was just clarifying.
My commencement speaker, I just looked it up. I mean, I knew who he was.
Yeah.
Tom McMillan.
Okay, that's a pretty big name. But it's
played again, basketball.
He pales in comparison to Kermit the Frog's popularity.
He was a congressman.
He was ours, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you could walk
at
down
Salisbury?
Oh, I'm sorry. High school, DeMatha. Yeah.
Like, if you walk down the street.
I don't remember who the Salisbury commencement was.
If you had a poster of Kermit the Frog and you walked down the street in Tokyo, people are going to know who Kermit the Frog is.
Yes.
They're not going to know who Tom McMillan is. They're not going to know who Wes Moore is. That's a big get.
I will concede Kermit the Frog more popular than Juju Watkins. But you're dead wrong on Juju.
I mean, Kermit the Frog is way more popular than Juju Watkins. You can keep coming at me with this Juju Watkins is like a top five most famous athlete on the planet.
Nobody ever said that.
I'm just not buying it. I mean, you can keep trying to peddle that over here.
Nobody ever said that. We just said she was a star and you disagreed.
I don't know that I disagreed that she was a star. I said she's a big star
in
her small pond. But then I get pushback. Drab just wants to keep telling me how she's in a State Farm commercial with Pat Mahomes, who sounds like Kermit the Frog. See, it all kind of keeps coming full circle here.
I don't think
here.
State Farm is putting little pond people in their commercials.
Maybe I'm wrong. It would be the first time, but maybe I'm actually wrong on Juju Watkins.
Anyway, I don't really have a problem with Kermit being the commencement speaker. I don't know if people have a problem with it.
No, again, it's something you'll never forget that Kermit the Frog was your commencement speaker.
Valdez, who was yours?
I don't know.
See?
What year did you graduate?
I bet if it was Fozzie Bear, you would have remembered it.
Yeah.
You would remember.
Dr. Bruce Jarrell.
I mean, sorry, that guy's a nobody. I mean, I don't care what he's done. He may have actually cured cancer, but he's a nobody. What are his bona fides, JP?
Oh, I don't even know.
Well, I know he didn't cure cancer.
I know he hasn't.
Yeah, okay.
You can confirm that. Duke University upset at the fact that one of the main characters in White Lotus is wearing a Duke t-shirt when he's having suicidal ideations during the show.
Ideations, nice word.
Thank you. Yeah, are you impressed by the vocab, JP?
Yeah, he has a lot of kind of daydreams, is what I would say.
Yeah.
Daydreams of killing himself, killing others.
So the university took the unusual step of issuing a statement condemning the HBO show for a scene in which Timothy, played by Jason Isaacs, who's a really good actor. I mean, that dude was the antagonist in The Patriot with Mel Gibson. Where, spoiler alert, he kills Heath Ledger and Mel Gibson gets super Rick. He was the British general in that. He's also in Black Hawk Down. EB would rave about his work in the Harry Potter series. He's in that. I mean, that dude's an accomplished actor.
No. I'll say this. White Lotus has really good acting.
So he's wearing a Duke
across the board.
He's wearing a Duke t-shirt while visualizing himself taking his own life. So here's the quote.
His wife's ideations, as you said.
This is from Duke's VP for Communications, Marketing, and Public Affairs. The White Lotus not only uses our brand without permission, but in our view uses it on imagery that is troubling, does not reflect our values or who we are, and simply goes too far. That's from Frank Tramble. Suicide is the second leading cause of death on college campuses. As imagery from the show is being shared widely across social media, we're using our brand to promote mental health awareness and remind people that help is available.
Now, to be fair,
I definitely know Jason Isaacs is.
He's
good.
Great actor might be a stretch. He makes the hall of very good actors.
He's very good in the show, White Lotus. To be fair, the family is from North Carolina.
Correct.
And, you know,
so that makes sense.
Yeah, I think
there's a connection.
I think they're from Durham. They say that they're from Durham.
Yep. So I guess the dad and the mom are Dukies, and the kids are all Tar Heels. Or at least two of the kids are Tar Heels.
No, the dad went to Duke. The mom went to North Carolina.
Ah, okay. There it is. So Piper Laurie,
yes.
Is that her name?
Yes.
Not sure if that's her name.
Is it Ratcliffe's?
Ratliff's.
Ratliff's.
Yeah. She couldn't handle being poor. That's for sure.
She definitely doesn't want to.
Yeah,
she
that's, does, that's she Jason as a woman.
She doesn't want to be a brokey. She'd rather be dead than be a brokey.
How's my guy Walt Goggins in the
Goggins, he's very... here. The word I would use for him, miserable.
Oh, is he?
He's just a miserable guy.
Yeah.
Now his backstory is that his life is kind of ruined by somebody that he's seeking to have a meeting with in Thailand. I know I'm giving a lot of background,
right.
but he's a miserable guy. Never happy, ever.
I think Goggins is similar to a lot of his characters,
yep.
Outside of one. A lot of his characters are always kind of complicated, and he's got a lot of angst.
He's a good actor, man.
He did a sitcom, though, called The Last Unicorn or The Unicorn on CBS, which I watched, which was he was like a widow, and then all these chicks are kind of hitting on
him.
He's
a widower.
Yes, yes. Sorry, widower. Yeah,
widower.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a cranky, miserable dude.
Yeah.
But he did have a very...
I've watched some of those episodes. I thought that was terrible.
He did have notable dialogue with Sam Rockwell. That we talked about last. We talk about The White Lotus a lot.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Well, Walt Goggins is spectacular.
And Valdez and I were talking about we would be doing some White Lotus role-playing if Gary Williams flew out to San Francisco, kicked Kevin Willard out of the arena, and then coached the Terps for the rest of the tournament. There'd be a lot of White Lotus role-playing going on.
Yeah.
Nope. Anyway, you guys can use your imagination for that.
I don't even want to think about it.
Valdez, this is something, this is our Super Bowl. Here's the headline. Pennsylvania woman pays $12 for alleged Renoir artwork. I mean, we talk about this all the time. Why can't you stumble upon like a Picasso
because
when you're going to a flea market in Pasadena?
We don't go antiquing.
Well, when are we doing the dumpster diving?
I was ready
to do the dumpster diving, and did that die?
Yeah, just die.
I thought you guys already did it.
I thought we were going to have a competition.
I was hoping you guys would
because
already
Because I might actually be able to find said painting.
It died on the vine,
no,
I think.
No, it didn't die. Feinstein did.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's
kind of
crass.
That's kind of.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. What? No, let me explain. That's what ruined the bit that first weekend.
Okay, understood.
And then Eric Bickle is gone every weekend. We can't do the bit if he's
that's
gone.
That's fine. You know, he can go away as long as he wants.
Yeah, I mean, behind the scenes, we each kind of submit weeks that we're trying to, you know, take a summer vacation or something like that. EB almost makes it impossible. It's like, he's off that Friday. He's off that Monday. He's off that Friday.
He took the whole summer off.
How many vacation days does he have?
I don't know. 67.
We got to do a vacation audit. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
So anyway, back to the Renoir. This woman paid $12 for a drawing that could be an original piece by French impressionist Pierre Auguste Renoir. Now, this woman owns an antique store, shocker, in Easton, Pennsylvania. She told ABC News that she found the piece at a collector's auction in Montgomery County, PA, back in January. Now, it doesn't say how much it could be worth.
Sounds like it's valuable.
But, I mean, I'm sure it's worth hundreds of thousands, if not $1 million or more.
I wouldn't know the difference. See, that would be my problem.
Know.
I would be, let's just go back to the dumpster diving, and I would see a painting and be like, oh, this sucks.
Right.
Because I just wouldn't know.
But when she brought the
I never even took an art class. Didn't you take an art class?
Yeah, I took the biggest, what I thought was the biggest joke art class at Towson.
It was called, difficult.
Well, the name of the class, the technical name of the class was Art in the Culture, but the nickname for the class on campus was Art in the Dark, because you go into the lecture hall and they turn the lights out, and then all of a sudden there's a bunch of slides up on the video screen about this famous artwork, and then as soon as they turn the lights off, everybody's hung over and everybody just Art in the Dark.
Then
3 weeks later, there's a test about all of the slides that were going by while you're comatose in the class. Somehow I passed.
We had a class like that at Maryland, and everyone called it Rocks for Jocks. It was geology. It was a geology class.
That's a great name.
Because,
it's a great name.
Because I think the teacher didn't take attendance and gave you the answers to the final exam the day before.
I love it.
I know. It's a silly higher education.
Yeah. All right. Final story.
That's why Kevin Willard wants to leave.
Final story on the EP. Goodbye, friends. Jim Nantz says he plans to retire from calling the Masters in 2036.
That's a story.
He's got another 12 years.
11 years from now.
11 years, yeah.
He's calling his shot. 11 years. He's hanging it up.
Hope I'm alive in 11 years.
He said, seems like a pretty good exit point. April 14th, 2036. That's my scheduled retirement date. It would be a perfect place to walk out.
By the way, Jason's hilarious.
What?
I don't know how many times he do it. He's definitely on his bank online.
The guy knows his statement down to the penny.
Yeah, I got
to
see what's in there. Unbelievable. I got to see how much money my daughter has spent.
Always. All right, that's your EP. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win not one, but two pair of tickets to go see Live at Collective Soul. They're Jiffy Lube Live this summer, so keep listening for your chance to win.